Before we get started, don't forget about the sale at the top of DocLove.com, the Mega Content Sale. It ends December 31st, 2020 at midnight U.S. Eastern Time. A deep discount on Doc's best products, including The System, also known as The Dating Dictionary. That is the book that has changed thousands of lives around the world. You can get it in written form or audio form. And then, of course, there is more to this sale as well. Check it out at the top of DocLove.com.
Welcome to the Dating Women Radio Show, featuring the coaching of Doc Love, the man that changed the lives of thousands around the world in his lifetime. His legacy continues weekly on this show. Here is your host, Jeff Stevens.
Welcome to your free Doc Love segment from December 30th, 2020. And this is courtesy of the Doc Love Club at docloveclub.com. Hundreds of hours of audio, hundreds of articles. It all grows weekly. Check it out at docloveclub.com. The caller in this segment wants to know how he should respond when a woman complains that he is waiting too long to call her. Now, that is a core principle of what Doc taught, that you back off, you stay patient, and you let women come to you. Every guy calls, or most every guy calls, within a day or two. Doc says 5 to 9 days. It's uncomfortable at first, but as you'll hear in this segment, it is something that is vital to really raise her interest level. And as usual, you're going to hear home phone number in this segment because, of course, this is from 2005. But there is nothing old about Doc's principles. It all applies, even though technology changed and Doc Love himself changed this to just phone number over the years. So let's get into it. Here is your free segment from December 30th, 2020.
Andrew, 25 years young from Fresno, California. Thanks for hanging on this long, man. Welcome to the show. What's your question?
How you doing, Doc?
Good, Andrew. How you doing?
Oh, pretty good hanging in there. Now, my question, very simple. I got the whole wait, you know, 5 to 7 days after you get the girl's home phone number.
5 to 9.
5 to 9 days. You ask them for the phone number, and then you wait that long to call them, right?
Right.
Also, you know, no heavy subjects and none of that stuff. What are some other ways? Because a lot of girls tell me after I wait that long to call them, they complain. They'll say, "Why do you wait so long? Why did you wait so long
well,
to call
you do,
me?"
What you do is you say, "Why did you miss me? Were you looking at tall buildings to jump off of?"
Well, they get,
no, you come back with a funny.
Okay.
Anytime it gets, keep it light, keep it funny, no heavy subjects. When they come at you, you come back. We haven't been on our first date already, and you're this gone over me? Boy, I didn't realize I was so good looking. Go with the flow, diffuse with humor. You're a wise guy. Play with it. Don't get pushed in a corner. Don't back up. That's what you're going to do.
Okay. Because it just seems like they get impatient, so obviously.
I know. I want them to be impatient.
Yeah,
and why they're impatient, guess what? They're wondering, why doesn't this guy call me?
Yeah,
and that doesn't lower interest level. It ups it.
Yeah. And
because everybody calls within 48 hours. Will you marry me?
Well, because before, when I wouldn't do that, I would always get told, by, like what Shelley was saying before, you know, that I'm coming on too strong. They would say, you know, slow it down. We're just getting to know each other here, you know?
Yeah, slow it down, boys.
And it sucks to
down.
Hear that.
Andrew, thank you very much for calling.
Hey, thanks, Doc. I appreciate it.
Yeah, excellent question.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely excellent questions. And let's go down to New Orleans. And we got a first-time caller to the show, Ian, 28 years young from New Orleans, Louisiana. Ian, welcome to the show. And what's your question, man?
Okay, yeah, if I can't get enough information, I'll arrange for phone consultation. But here's the
sure.
thing. Okay, I emailed you 2 weeks ago, but I was unable to call.
I remember you.
Excuse me?
I remember you. You're one of the 4,000 I got.
Yeah. No, but
go ahead.
Yeah, the question is, a lot of times if I'm either on a first date or at the first meeting, sometimes a girl will complain that I look too good, that I could have any woman I want, that I only want to have sex with her one time, and that's it. And this is really not true at all. And I think, though, the problem is that they're looking for a serious answer. Now, I mean...
No, they don't give a serious answer.
Excuse me?
We don't give us. I said, honey, I'm sorry, but God just made me handsome. But really, I'm a very conservative guy.
Subscribe to the Doc Love Club and look for the December 30th, 2020 show. You are missing so much more to this show, like the continuation of this call, plus the continuation of the interview that Doc had with Shelley, the beautiful woman from Canada. And then also, what is the maintenance program and why is it important for your long-term relationships? That and so much more. Always featured for you in the Doc Love Club at docloveclub.com. Also, check out doclove.com for even more free content and other specials. Thanks very much for listening. See you soon.